Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, happy, happy Tuesday to you. Here we are again. I love this show, and I love being on Tuesdays, and I hope you look forward to it, too. I know you're listening, and thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. You know, I was thinking a while ago, we talk a lot about find the good in things, and that's an important exercise. It's an important practice. And I was also thinking, find the beauty in things. My dog agrees. Early this morning, I was looking at the sun just starting to come up on the horizon. It was bright orange. And these trees that are not fully in bloom yet, they have buds. But so they look black, and that orange behind it was stunningly beautiful. I'm not like John. I'm not a good picture taker. But believe me, that was a postcard. And I thought, you know, finding beauty is so important. It's as important, in my opinion, as finding good. So find the beauty, ladies and gentlemen. That is my rant. Without further ado, my co-host, my friend, who is very precious to me, John Warren, how are you today?
Well, I'm just terrific, Ellen. Like I always say, I'm glad to be here. I love Tuesdays. This is the anchor on my Tuesdays. I love what you just said, too, I have to say. And when you practice that, like find the beauty in this, it just multiply. Like talk about something that multiplies. You'll start seeing it in everything. And you know, you just reminded me of that, like not just the sunrises, but also like, you know, the coffee cup. I mean, like literally there's beauty everywhere when you start looking for it. And it just raises your vibration. So there you go.
Yes. Yes, it does. I agree. And by the way, I didn't say this. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. Sorry about that. I got carried away on my rant. But this is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We're so glad you're here. Today's topic is poised, lost, poise found. And the reason that came to me, because we talk a lot about being calm, being poised. That raises your vibration, too. Oh, by the way. But week before last, I lost it. I got so frustrated. I was doing my taxes, and I use an online program. And I don't even want to go into it. It was so stupid on my part. But no, I'm not going to say that. It was inexperience on my part because it was a program I wasn't used to. And oh, my dear Lord in heaven, I got so frustrated, and I slammed down a paper, and I slammed down a pen, and I wished horrible things on the internet, and I caught myself, and I went, whoa, Hartwell, what are you doing? You are creating. You don't want to create that kind of energy. So I took a deep breath, and I started talking to the God of my understanding, and I started giving thanks. Thank you for the internet. Thank you for my computer. Thank you for the tax program. And I walked away and did something else and came back, and, of course, it was easy breezy. But I thought, ooh, you know, when we lose our poise, we're creating a chaotic energy. We're creating a frustrated, angry, helpless, hopeless energy. And I know you don't, and I know I don't want to create that coming back at me in some way. Now, it doesn't mean if you lose your cool, oh, my gosh, horrible and hideous things are going to happen to you or you're going to have some god-awful experience. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's about consciousness, being aware when I'm not poised, when I'm not calm. And usually you would know why, but even if you don't know why, you just go off, catch yourself. Hear yourself, feel yourself, feel that anger and frustration and coming up and go, okay, I have every right to all of my feelings. None of my feelings are right. None of them are wrong. They're my feelings and they're mine and they live in my body. I recognize them. But do I really want to amplify some of those feelings that, shall we say, are less than attractive? No, I don't. It's not that something terrible will happen, but I am always co-creating. Do I want to co-create that energy? No, I don't. So when we're poised, it's much easier to think and to express and to do what we need to do. But when we're running around with our hair on fire, we're not going to be all that creative. We're not going to be all that organized or efficient. And so it's important to pay attention to poise, because no matter what happens, if I'm poised, if I'm calm, I'm going to handle it much better than if I'm throwing pens around and slamming my fist on the computer desk and cursing the internet. Yeah, no, not attractive and not good, and probably not good for my blood pressure either. It doesn't mean that because I did that, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe what happened next. Nothing happened. Nothing happened, and probably wouldn't have. But I do feel that as I get better at that, practice, 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 as we say all the time here on Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres, as I practice being aware that I'm losing my poise, I can also practice how to get back to that place of poise more quickly, more easily, without smoke coming out of my ears for too long. When we know that we're co-creating, when we know we're always co-creating, and we know we want to do that consciously, things will come up, things will happen that tap us on the shoulder and go, hello, practice, practice, practice. You are not poised right now. You are not calm right now. So do something about it as quickly as you can. Now, there are things that would really be horrible and upsetting and take longer to restore to sanity, if you will. But if we practice it, we'll do it much more quickly. I had an experience, oh, maybe 4 or 5 days after that, when I was fuming, and I mean fuming, where someone said something that made me so angry, and I could feel it bubbling up from my solar plexus, like, rrr. And I thought, okay, I'm aware of that feeling. But there is no need whatsoever for me to act out from that feeling. I can experience that feeling and still remain poised. And I thought, really? I can? Sure, it's a practice. So I experienced the anger, but I held the poise next to it and was able to get through that conversation without spluttering and getting defensive and yada, yada. I stayed poised, and I felt my feelings at the same time. The worst thing you can do and I can do is to deny our feelings. Why is that? Because if we do, they'll bubble up over there and they'll bubble up under here, and we don't want that. We want to be aware of how we feel, own them, acknowledge them, deal with them if you have to, and let it be, because nothing is wrong with having feelings. I think there's too much out there. I'm not going to cite anything specific. But there's too much out there. You know, if you evolved, you never get angry. If you evolved, you never get sad. If you're evolved, nothing ever puts any ripple on your pond. Well, that may be true for you. I guarantee you it's not true for me. But as I'm practicing holding my poise, my calm, alongside of my other emotions, a lot of which are good, some of which I would label bad, but they're not good or bad, they just are, I go, oh, wow, this is really cool. I can feel this way, own it, acknowledge it, and even say, yeah, and I have every right to feel that way. That's fine. But if I'm holding poise right next to that, I'm much more likely to handle the situation better. I'm much more likely to express myself in a way in which I will be heard, because you cannot hear me if I'm going, well, yeah, but you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're not going to hear that. Whereas if I say, wow, okay, what you're saying to me is blah, blah, and, you know, I feel kind of hurt about that. Kind of hurts my feelings, or it does hurt my feelings, but I'd much rather talk it through than fight it through. Then I'm staying poised, even if you are nuts. I'm staying poised, even though I feel the hurt, the anger, the sadness, whatever the emotion is. And what I'm finding, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of fun. It's fun to feel X and hold my poise right next to it and remind myself, you're co-creating here. Right, I'm co-creating. Okay, I feel this way, I feel that way, and I feel the other way. But what I am projecting out is some semblance of maturity, some semblance of poise, some semblance of calm, and then I can express myself better, and The real side effect, which I love, is that I can walk away from that circumstance or that conversation, whatever it is, and go, you know what? I really did. I handled that fairly well. And I know I'll get better at it. But that was good, Hartwell. Good on you. That was great. What's the point? Does God care if you're poised and calm and all that? No. No, he doesn't. He, she, it, universe, spirit, nature, does not care if you're happy, sad, angry, spewing venom. It just doesn't care. So it's not about, oh, well, I'm a godly person, you know, because I'm working hard not to lose it. Oh, okay. Baloney, God doesn't care, but you care and I care because we're co-creating. So if I'm saying, well, that son of a rutabaga, I would like to stick a fork up his nose or whatever, then what I'm doing is co-creating an angry situation that I do not want to experience. And so as I hold poise next to those troubling feelings, I don't lose it as often or as long. And it's weird. I don't feel as offended. I don't offend very easily. You have to work at it, but you can do it. And when I feel that way, if I hold poise next to it, I get a different perspective where, oh, okay, that's that person's opinion. That's how that person sees it. It doesn't mean I have to see it that way. And if it's really important, yes, I will speak up and say, whoa, don't say that. That is pretty offensive. Or, you know, your ignorance is showing or something. But as I remember that I can feel any feeling I want, they're mine, and I hold poise next to it, I'm co-creating a much more peaceful journey. I get to feel better about me because I'm handling things maybe just a tad better. And I move through my life in a much easier, more relaxed fashion because now as I'm practicing this, something can come up and I can go, oh, okay, that program just made me nuts and I'm frustrated. And if I'm poised, I can see the perspective of, does it really matter? Is it that important? Probably not. Now, when things are that important, somebody is doing or saying something that is really not okay, I can still stay poised and let them know that I find that offensive or, wow, I think you're being mean or cruel or selfish or whatever you're being. I can say that in a way that you can then hear me because I'm not coming at you. I'm not screaming and yelling and carrying on like a fishwife. I'm in a calm, reasonable manner saying, you know, when you drop that bomb, I really don't like that. Would you please not do that? And then you can think I'm a fuddy-duddy or you can think whatever you want to think, but you have heard me because I haven't attacked you. Because why? Because I'm being more poised. I'm holding my poise next to my feelings, and as I do that, I handle things better, and equally important, I can hear you better because I'm not being defensive. When I'm defensive, it's because I'm afraid of what I'm going to feel. I'm afraid of what I'm going to say. I'm afraid of what I'm going to think. Whereas if I'm holding that poise, gently but holding it, then you can say whatever you want, and I'll put my poise next to my feelings, and then we are much more likely to be able to have a conversation, even with my rooster. See, my rooster isn't very poised right now, but he'll calm down in a minute. But as we move through this and we practice it, we feel better. Our behavior is better. We're not as defensive. And when something's very important and we need to get our point across, you will not call that person that name. I can do it with poise, which has great power. If I am poised and I tell you, do not do that to that person or that animal because it's wrong, you're hurting somebody, please don't do that, that's very upsetting, you're going to hear me because I am going to be clear and firm and very calm about it. Even though inside my feelings might be going, oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that, da, 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 da. Of course I'm feeling that way. But my poise allows me to be heard, to be seen in a way that is calm, no matter how I'm feeling. And I have a sense that when Paul in the Bible, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, but no matter what your circumstances are, you can have joy. I have a sense that he may have been addressing that in some way, because I can be joyful, I can be happy, I can feel good regardless of my circumstance if I'm poised and if I present myself in a poised way. And if you start practicing this, or maybe you already are, this is kind of new for me, but as I start practicing holding my poise up against whatever feeling I'm feeling, I have a sense of lightness, my vibration is higher, and as we all know, the higher the vibration, the quicker the manifestation. So I'm not practicing this because I'm such a good person or because I'm so evolved. It's because I want something. I do not want to feel upset and out of control. I do not want to lose it at the person on the phone who's trying to tell me, no, no, that goes in column B, not column C. I don't want to do that because then I feel bad. So it's always about how can I feel better about my behaviors, about my life, about my manifestations? How can I feel better about that? And I stumbled across this as, okay, you lost your poise, but you found it, and you're applying it, and I'll be better at this tomorrow than I am today, and the day after that I'll be better at it than I was, and so forth. God, Spirit, Universe, being the great multiplier, will assist you in your co-creation of poise and calm. I guarantee it. Practice it. You'll have fun with it. That's what I have to say about that. Next week's show, ladies and gentlemen, is called What is Holy? H-O-L-Y. What is Holy? You're listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres. If you'd like to contact me or John Warren, you certainly can. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, John, I'm going to go mute, so let her rip. Tater chip.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye, John.
This is a good one. I didn't know what I was going to say. You said some really terrific things about this. And I'm circling back, you know, why are we studying this stuff? Why do people study the law of attraction? Why do people study metaphysics at all? And Ellen touched on this. It's because there's something that you want, and there's nothing wrong with that. I really feel like is like the first step on the journey. It becomes about other things. It becomes I am, if you're good, very quickly. And I am is a great thing to land on. Like, you know, I want a husband, a wife, and, you know, or becomes I am a person who is married to my ideal partner. And you keep practicing that. And if you practice it, it's a poise is such a great word. Like from a place of poise, you're practicing it from a place of power. If you believe it, no matter what, it's going to happen. Like if you become that person, even though you behave badly or you lose your temper, you're still going to find it. But the reflection from the outside, the thing that will come to you, will be reflective of where it's coming from. And so what's interesting about poise and practicing it, and, you know, I can tell you the same time, must have been in the air a few weeks ago, I had the same moment. It wasn't with taxes. It was with money, though. It was around money and getting some money out of a place where I have some money. And I just lost it. Like, I absolutely – and it echoed. I lost it so badly that it echoed in my life for days afterwards. And and I talked about that a few weeks ago on this show, but talk about losing poise, which is why, like, Ellen O is a big, this is a big word. She won't tell you this. This is a big word for her. Like, I forget this word. It's from the early parts of the New Thought movement. It was used all the time, like Florence Scovel Shinn and Ernest Holmes. Talk about being in a state of poise and peace and ease. And the reason to practice that is not only because then your manifestations, what you're working on, come from a place of power, not force. You're not forcing it. Like, I eventually got what I needed from my last time I really lost my poise. But it was ugly and it took much longer than it needed to, and I ended up having to apologize in another language, I will even add, and, you know, like really to sort of get myself back to center because I lost my poise. And the reason why I did is because I was afraid. Like, I mean, that's really what it is. There's always some emotion underneath it, but again, poise is the practice. The Stoics are big on this. Oh my God, this is my favorite thing, maybe, that Ellen Hartwell has ever said on the show. Well, that's, I shouldn't say that. There's so many good things. But, like, you can have your feeling next to your poise. It can sit there. You can still have your feeling and not get off center. You can allow yourself to be yourself and still present and be centered and do what you need to do in the world. I have done it 1,000 times and didn't even know that that's what you call poise, or that's what is called poise. But where you just sort of like, I am here and I am present. And yes, this does upset me. It makes me angry or it makes me sad. And I'm not going to deny that feeling. But in this moment, I am going to stay present with all of me, the part that's connected above and the part that's connected to my solar plexus, and manifest from my whole being. That's really what this conversation says to me. I'm going to manifest from my whole being. And I will just say, God's poised. However you think about what's creating through you, created you, and you are consciously acknowledging it and using it to create with it. So you're using the power that created you to create something that you would like to have in your experience. God is totally poised in that. There is no evidence. There's evidence of a lot of weird and wonderful and interesting things that we don't know. But if we just, in my terminology, which I've referred to here, is nothing moves faster than the speed of light, so that is a good place to sort of reference what we all are. We are light. We came from that. There was an explosion, and we are in that explosion. You are not outside the Big Bang. You are light. You are the light that came from that moment. You are a part of it. And that's poised. There isn't actually any effort in that light. It just is. It moves very fast. And it just is. God is poised. And when you stay in that centeredness, you will, with practice. And me, I don't want to speak for myself, but you will too. I've never known anybody who didn't get better if they stayed poised. You will manifest everything you want in your life and more and more, and it will surprise you. Now, I want to be clear about this. You will also manifest out of fury and anger, and it will reflect that. And my joke is, and I repeat it, like it's not even a joke. I mean, it's what I say at this point. If you're coming from power, invariably it works out. There may be obstacles. There may be things to do, but you will get to Oz, and then you will get back home to Kansas. There may be stuff, but it will happen with your presence if you are manifesting from force, which is to say you are outside your center. You will get things that seem like what you want often. Not always, but often. And then they will either vanish quickly or they will be attached to litigation or they will come from an accident. They will come from more suffering because what you're adding is the energy of suffering. You're saying, I'm afraid, so I better yell. And that's what I did a few weeks ago on the phone. I'm afraid this money is going to vanish, which is my money. It was not based in reality, that fear. It's a totally legitimate institution where this money is. But I got afraid from my childhood, from all sorts of reasons. And so I started barking and yelling and losing it. And that was out of fear. It was outside of my center. It was outside of the place where I am consciously connected to God. You're never not, you can't be. It's not possible to be. However, you can pretend to be, just like we can get scared in movie theaters at scary movies. We truly do get scared. Your heart starts racing. You close your eyes, even though you know completely that it's you're sitting in a theater and it's a screen and nobody died. Those are actors and that's ketchup or whatever it is. It's not blood. And there you go. That is the way life often works. We know this. And so I can have the experience of being centered in my calmness and in the practice evolving and confronting, and it will say getting what you want, but also when the obstacles come along, there's the Wicked Witch of the West, or Goliath is the one that I just thought of while Ellen was talking. Staying poised will slay Goliath, even if you are a little Jewish boy and only have a slingshot. And there's a giant that's going to eat you or beat you or whatever Goliath was going to do. David is always, in the Old Testament, well, in the Jewish tradition, the Christian tradition, and in the Quran, in the Islamic tradition, is absolutely poised. And he slays Goliath. You will slay your obstacles. You'll get what you want, and you will also overcome your obstacles when you come from a place of conscious connection with the God of your understanding, whatever you want to call that. And when you're not, and I will say, one of the practices I've had in the last few weeks, because I got so angry and it wasn't out of character. It's definitely in my character. It's been a long time since I got that angry and fearful without being checked. Like it went, I spun, I was spinning. That it took me a while to kind of get back to center. And when I'm not poised, when you're not poised, one of the best things you can do is like just put forgive, like on your computer. Like I just sort of wrote it down in the morning. Forgive yourself, let it go. And and it took a few days, but I did. And that's a practice too. But the practice of poise, and I'm going to say, it's like, you know, circling back, because I was thinking, okay, Jesus is poised. The people I admire in spiritual life, I don't know of any time when Emmett Fox or, you know, Florence Scovel Shinn was not poised, but they're, you know, I don't know their lives. And, you know, in terms of the traditions that I love, there really isn't a moment where Buddha, once he decides to figure out why he has seen suffering, isn't poised that I know of. There may be. In the tradition, Jesus has one moment in 3-plus-year ministry, and I obviously, as you know, if you listen, admire that. And I think in the Jewish tradition, there's a lot of moments where people aren't poised because they are evolving in their consciousness. Moses is evolving. Abraham has to confront a horrifying decision. And then he goes, God says, well, we're not doing that anymore. Let it go. I'm never going to ask you to kill your loved one. Stop it. David is poised. David, who's the descendant of Jesus, is poised, and he conquers the demon, the devil, Goliath, with a slingshot in the way I understand the story. Beautiful lesson in I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay centered. I know God is with me, and I'm going to focus, and I'm going to conquer what I need to. I'm going to get around the obstacle I need to, and then I'm going to create what I want to create in my life, and I'm going to do it with other people. Like I'm going to spread more light. I'm going to expand the big bang. Light is going to go further, not in spite of me, but because of me. Because I'm staying in my center. And I got a slingshot. And I know my slingshot hits the mark. It stops. It stops Goliath. I don't think I'm going to get any better than that, Ellen. I think that is all I have to say.
I don't know why you would need to get better than that, John. That was eloquent. And I love the Goliath thing. Because you're right. David was very poised in front of Goliath, and you're right, he knew God was with him, and he just said, okay, well, you know what, this is one big, hairy, scary guy, but blam, I mean, he nailed him with his little pebble, and it hit him right where it should hit him to take him down.
Yep.
So he knew the mark, he pressed toward the mark, and we all need to do that, and be aware of that, gently and lovingly reminding ourselves, as John said, that you cannot be separated from the light. You are the light. So let's spread the light and let your lives rip, tater chips.